This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Justin Timberlake's dance moves went viral after his performance of Sexy Back at the Something in the Water Festival in Washington, D.C., and the response was bad. In the wake of mocking parodies on TikTok, Timberlake took to social media to make amends and basically blamed his sneakers for his poor sense of rhythm. Meanwhile, Janet Jackson laughed out loud. Emilia Clarke and author George R.R. Martin have said there will be a Game of Thrones sequel series. Yep, Kit Harington will reprise his role as Jon Snow in a spin-off centered around the fan-favorite fantasy hero. HBO has not officially announced whether it was greenlighting the project, but we're sure that will come soon, along with more medieval nudity. Britney Spears slipped into 2-decade-old jeans, and they still fit perfectly. And of course she posted that on Instagram. Went to the old house yesterday to finish packing, and look what I found. These adorable white jeans, Spears, 40, said, captioning a clip of herself modeling the pants. Well, that's just great. But, Britney, how's that new music coming? Before the world knew Beyoncé as Queen Bae, MTV's Buckhead Shore star DJ Simmons knew her as his babysitter. Simmons said, quote, "Beyoncé used to babysit me. She was sweet, caring, loving, giving, and nurturing," unquote. Simmons is the son of Grammy-winning music producer and songwriter Daryl Simmons and is featured in the brainless new Jersey Shore spinoff. Actor Austin Butler spent 5 months auditioning for the starring role in Baz Luhrmann's Elvis. He first sent Luhrmann a tape of himself singing Unchained Melody. Butler said, quote, "Baz put me through the ringer. He likes to be very spontaneous on set, so he wanted to see if I would lose my mind," unquote. Well, we can't help falling in love with this movie. Elon Musk's 18-year-old child has been granted a name and gender change, officially making her Vivian Jenna Wilson. She listed her name change reason as, quote, "gender identity and the fact that I no longer live with or wish to be related to my biological father, Elon, in any way, shape, or form," unquote. Jeez, that Elon must be a great father. Madonna celebrated Pride Month with a concert at Terminal 5 in New York, which included a slew of drag queens and a kiss with 26-year-old Dominican rapper Tekisha. The scene was reminiscent of Madonna's infamous kiss with Britney Spears at the 2003 MTV Video Music Awards. Tekisha also put her face into Madonna's crotch. Ew. Travis Scott is trying to get on with his life, driving around the Brentwood area of LA in a brand new $3.5 million Bugatti Veyron Chiron Supersport. Not kidding. Scott is still locked in litigation, stemming from the 10 lives lost at his Astroworld concert in November. Well, someone clearly doesn't care about optics. Olivia Rodrigo gave a big f*** you to the Supreme Court during her set at the Glastonbury Festival. The singer brought out Lily Allen to perform Allen's song F*** You, dedicating it to the 5 Supreme Court justices who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade. Rodrigo said, quote, "so many women and girls are going to die because of this," unquote. Apples.
Idiot of the Week.
Mike the Situation Sorrentino, who in 2019 served time in federal prison for tax evasion, owes the government $2.3 million in unpaid taxes over the course of 5 years. The 39-year-old Jersey Shore star was hit with a tax lien in April, and it still remains open. Idiot! Denise Richards joined OnlyFans just 1 week after her 18-year-old daughter, Sammy Sheen, made her debut on the site. The former Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star shared a video to Instagram and directed her 1.4 million followers to the link to subscribe to her content for $25 a month. Like mother, like daughter. A family of idiots. Michael Jackson's estate has sued a man who, while engaged to one of Michael's siblings, used the chaos and sadness around Michael's death to steal things from his home. Jeffrey Phillips started staying at the home right after MJ died, stealing items such as Michael's iPhone, driver's license, prescription pill bottles, and clothes. He's bad. Really, really bad. Teen mom alum Farrah Abraham pleaded not guilty to a battery charge against her over a nightclub brawl. The reality star, 31, faces a maximum sentence of 6 months in prison if convicted. Abraham was asked to leave the club because she was belligerent but refused. She then allegedly slapped a security guard. Of course she did. Ugh. Prosecutors want Nicki Minaj's husband to do serious jail time for failing to register as a sex offender in California. Federal prosecutors don't think 6 months behind bars, followed by supervised release, is sufficient punishment for Kenneth Petty, who pled guilty. His supervised release would be spent in a huge Calabasas home where he and Nicki live. Fail.
The Trash Bin.
Todd Chrisley, star of Chrisley Knows Best, has a message for his supporters after he and wife Julie's conviction on fraud charges. Chrisley said, quote, "I want you all to know that the messages that we're receiving, the mail, the gifts that people are leaving at our doors, the flower arrangements, it's overwhelming and very much appreciated." Unquote. Uh-huh.
Guilty.
The news wrap-up.
The U.S. Education Department will cancel $6 billion in debt for some student loans. Several California-based companies will cover travel costs for employees in other states to travel to California for abortions. Netflix laid off 300 more employees as revenue growth slowed. Alexa will soon be mimicking the voice of one of your deceased relatives. Kinda nice and kinda creepy.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Minions, The Rise of Gru is top of the box office.
The number one album.
Bad Bunny's Un Verano Sin Ti returns to the top of the album chart.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is still the top paid app.
The number one book.
Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens is back on top of the fiction chart.
Black Eyed Peas released their first album, Elefunk, back in 2003, and the single, Where Is the Love, topped the charts in 13 countries. Many hits followed, making them one of the leading chart acts of the decade. Their follow-up albums, Monkey Business, The Beginning, and The End, were all successful, but they disbanded in 2011. Will.i.am regrets they broke up in the first place, saying, quote, "It breaks my heart that we broke up. We should have just always been doing Black Eyed Peas," unquote. Although Fergie has not rejoined the band yet, Will.i.am, Apple the App, and Taboo are back together and have recorded a hot new collaboration, which we love. Here's Black Eyed Peas featuring Shakira and David Guetta with the Song of the Week, Don't You Worry.
It's gonna be alright. Thumbs up vibe, ready for the night. Lit like a light, about to take flight. Get higher than a cat, floating on the sky. Look mama, I could fly.
I feel so alive, and I live my best life. Do just what I like.
Get that price. I was starting out to rise up. Head up and my eyes up. I keep getting wiser. Then I realize that everything will be
this is how we do it, baby, this is what we say. It's a look at through your armor, say. Don't you worry.
Don't you worry about a thing.
Cause everything's gonna be alright.
That was Black Eyed Peas featuring Shakira and David Guetta with the Song of the Week, Don't you worry. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.